The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Ron McDonald. Oh, no, that's wrong. I'm John Statmiller. Ron McDonald is the guest today. Right, Ron?
That's correct.
Oh, geez.
I think we got a little confused.
No, we went cis and trans here. Okay. I'll explain that little statement here in a moment. At any rate, it's the 21st day of August, 2017. And, oh gosh, Ron, did you happen to read the Antifa Manual?
I haven't read it. I see it's on campus. They found it on the campus.
Oh, yeah. And this was not to be... I mean, this copy was photographed, complete with coffee cup stains and pen marks on it. Mm. Michael, you want to kill the rest of the bumper? We're well into the introduction of the show now. Now, Michael, before you run away here... Hello. Okay, that's better when you look at me. See, I won't go into where this raving maniac paranoia is when people I'm talking to people are not looking at me. You know, it creeps me out, man. Any rate, coming from, this was found on campus of the Evergreen State College. And I find that rather fascinating because Evergreen Airlines was the CIA, we run drugs worldwide via the air, coffee, tea, or me, or a line of Coke. This is the Antifa Manual, and it's found on the Evergreen State College campus. Now, having said that, I'm going to go through this because I want you people out there to understand that this is blatant a communist takeover. Now, people have resisted that in the past and says, well, it's really not communism, it's socialism. Well, yeah, let me put it to you this way. There's really no difference between communism and socialism. They just bend it up a little bit to make it appear that, well, you're not under communist rule. See, you can go out and earn a living, making money. You can go to your job. But when we tax you at 75, 85, or maybe 90%, and if you go through the web, there are many recognizable faces promoting exactly that. It's redistribution of wealth, folks. You don't have a damn thing to do with your own personal private property, and that being your own labors. And before we get out of here today, I'll have to pick a spot here to play a clip that kind of puts to rest the what's fascism versus communism versus oligarchies versus the republic versus a democracy. And Gerald Celente really lit my fuse last Thursday. He's been hanging around the Progressive Radio People Network way too much, looking for a solution. The Constitution ain't working, so ta-da, what we're going to do here is direct democracy. Yeah. Okay, it goes on to say, now this is do not distribute to any CIS white males, non-POCs, non-LGBTQ peoples, a.k.a. the fascist. Now, Michael, open up your mic there. What did you tell me that cis was?
Cis is... it's a chemical term. Just, I mean, that's just what they're calling straight people, but it defines on which side of a molecule an atom would appear on.
Okay, so cis being what?
Cis would be when they're on the same side, and
okay.
trans would be when they're...
Trans is on the other side, so they're big into trans, whatever.
It's really, it's just messing up the language, I think.
That's okay, well, they're using it. I wanted to let people know what we're in reference to when I read this to you. Introduction. If you're reading this, it's because someone close to your movement trusted you with it. Please do not distribute to anyone who may attempt to harm or denigrate what we are doing. This is an anti-fascist or Antifa manual. If you're reading this, you already know that we're a social justice movement against hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. This manual outlines where we've been, where we're at, and where we're headed within the next 100 years. But first, to understand how we got here, we have to understand white privilege. For hundreds, if not thousands of years, the cis white male power structure controlled the media and disbursement of information. First came the printing press, controlled by white males. And as I read this, folks, you're going to get the idea that the white guys out there were inventors, creators, motivators. Okay, just keep that in mind when I use this as a derogatory term, reading their propaganda. Then came mass media such as newspapers, television, controlled by white males. But the next evolution of media was born in a time when the CIS white male power structure began to lose its firm grip on the dissemination of ideas. Some of our kind have begun to infiltrate high-level positions of power in media, major media organizations. And let me stop and give you a little clue here, folks. That has already happened. What they're trying not to do is tip their hat here as to, yeah, we're already in control of that. And who are they? You got it. And, of course, the new king of idea dissemination is social media. This is a new battleground for our war against fascism. Whites, especially CIS white males, have proven to be the greatest evil mankind has ever known, from Hitler to our very own Harry S. Truman, who dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. To slave traders of old, no one has proven to do more harm to mankind than white men. After their murderous plundering, ergo the Native Americans and African slaves, white males have achieved status and power in the United States and Western Europe. Never indulge any fantasy by these fascists that white men have also cured diseases, lifted people out of poverty through Western capitalism, democracy, or any other fastidious claim that they may make about such men. That's very interesting. White men have also cured diseases, lifted people out of poverty. That's a fantasy. It's called using your own energies and ideas and motivation to do what you want to in life, rather than standing around with a handout demanding something off of somebody else's itty-bitty little pile. You piles of crap. Oh, excuse me, that's not in this thing. Now, their gains were only achieved through rape and plunder. Hence, CIS white males have inherent privilege in our society. This is the basis of which people of color, the LGBTQ, the disabled, and other groups that need protection will level the playing field and form a new world order, also known as one world government. A government protected classes of people for protected classes of people for the protection and the betterment of all of humanity. Creating a culture of tolerance. To create a culture of tolerance, we must first eliminate all forms of hate speech. Every idea critical of our movement or our way of thinking must be condemned as racist, homophobic, misogynistic, etc. This would explain to you folks out there, once you scratch off the little veneer of you're a racist, you're homophobic, you're misogynist, you're a cretin, you're a creep, and you got to die. Scratch through that veneer, and they're nothing but a repertoire of bumper stickers. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. But that doesn't matter in a commie revolution, folks. Trust me. Here it is. We have the facts and history on our side. When all else fails, compare somebody to Hitler. Every once in a while, one of our minority group friends will become disillusioned and speak out as a conservative, also known as a fascist. Belittle them as delusional, they speak against their own rational self-interest. Our color, my blackness, for example, come first. It defines who I am. Black first, American second. Gay, lesbian first, little person, dwarf second. American third, and so on. crashing the borders. Most liberals are not Antifa yet, but soon will be. Refugee crises such as those created by the situation in Syria are the ideal way to get more people of color, the POC. That's, if I reference that in the future, just remember, POC is people of color, into America. They need our help. There are pictures of dead babies who have washed ashore on beaches. Using imaginary imagery such as this to get support for expanding the people of color and minority population in the United States. Never call any immigrant illegal, obviously. They are undocumented. Now, folks, as I go through this, use your brain power and your little basket of I remember when. What is the news media flip this to? It's all undocumented migrants. They're just migrants. They're like cantaloupe pickers that just migrate up here, pick their cantaloupes, get paid, and go back home. Oh, and they're undocumented. They have no documentation. Well, that's because they're illegal. Excuse me. Didn't mean to yell. Yes, I did. Let me see here. They are undocumented. It doesn't matter whether they came over here to smuggle drugs or if they were brought here by their parents at a young age. Migrants from Mexico and South America will play a crucial role in Antifa activities in the next 100 years. By 2117, 100 years from now, our goal is to have 70% of the U.S. population be non-white. By then, we will hopefully have subverted the power structure enough to eventuate our ends. Now, this is where it gets really comical, because the media is already controlled by the little assets that we call Zionist or communist, and that's what they really are, folks. I don't know if you realize that 98% of the Jews prior to World War II, 98% were communist. Whoops. It's important to gain control of the media through any means necessary. In these early stages of this movement, it's important not to alienate any CIS white males who are on our side. Use white shame and white guilt to kowtow men in positions of power into following our ideals. Some major media conglomerates are swinging to our side, but they have not yet gone far enough, which is total horse pucky they have. Social media is the new battlefront of ideals. That's why we've seen people eliminated in the last couple of weeks. Ta-da! Guess why? That's the new battlefront of ideals. They're trying to capture control of it, but there's one thing. They're already out of the box. Whoops. We've seen what kind of power these outlets yield by kicking major fascists off their platform before. This will and this must only continue. Remember us talking about the movie The Circle, folks. If you haven't watched it, watch it. If you're seeking positions of power in the media, be sure to obfuscate and hide your true intentions on various social media platforms. Better remain a mystery and wield massive power than blatantly shouting your viewpoints from the hilltops. We have the objective truth on our side. Always project that. I'm a lion, but I'm saying it's the truth. You misogynistic... yeah. Use social media as a baton to slap down anyone who holds fascist viewpoints. Call them racist, homophobic, misogynistic. Create an echo chamber around you. Many of us first learned about Antifa and gained our views on college campuses and universities across the country. This needs to start earlier. Take up teaching as a profession. Educate the youth about the dangers of fascism. Befriend those who are vulnerable students who you suspect of having fascist leaning parents. Teach little Timmy not just how to read good, but also how to think and act good. Don't educate him. Just tell him what to think. Not how to think, what to think. Yeah, these are wonderful people, aren't they? Once we firmly have control of social media and most major media platforms, and let's call that they've already got it, it's time to start Operation Truth. The way many social media platforms currently work is that people are primarily exposed to viewpoints that primarily already agree with. Who the hell was the writer of this? This creates a kind of echo chamber for that individual. However, once we control the flow of information, we can slowly start spreading the truth to the fascists who reject our ideology. This must be done very carefully, slowly at first. begin suggesting a piece of news, a video, a tweet, or a post that the opposition could conceivably believe in. Create new outlets of media that do not come with the baggage of known bias. Convert major news media stars into witting or unwitting pawns for our cause. Many people in Hollywood have just ended their careers by doing exactly that. Trust me on this one, folks. When some of these clowns, their names pop up on a credit on a movie or something is released, and hey, we got this great actor that in your head you remember in just 3 weeks ago, he's proving himself to be anything but American. Why the hell should I go pay money to see this creep? Let him starve. Power of the purse, folks. Power of the purse. Yeah, boy, that's a fascist thing to say. Now, the next crucial step. Believe the way we do or you will be fired. What just happened with Google, folks? The next crucial step is to threaten the livelihoods of anyone who dares speak out against our agenda. They are, after all, fascists or clearly racist, homophobic, or misogynistic. You notice how many times that's repeated? That's their mantra. Remember those three words, racist, homophobic, misogynistic. You can, and what did they call Donald Trump, Ron McDonald?
What did they call him?
Didn't they call him homophobic, racist, misogynistic?
Oh, yeah, racist, yeah. Everything that there is, he was called.
2, 3, 4. Okay, once we achieve this end, we almost be able to taste our victory, yet we have so much further to go to achieve our ends. Fearing for one's livelihood is clearly a big motivator. Cis white male fascists will begin to hide in the shadows. They may lurk online on message boards and underground media. Are we underground? No, I think we're right in your face. But will be afraid to speak up using their own voice and name for fear of being labeled a bigot. I'm John Stadtmiller. Who the hell are you? Oh, that's a phony name. Many fascist let me relax my lips. I'm too busy smiling with this stuff. Many fascist corporate overlords still exist and will offer some of these hate mongers a place to work. But it's only a matter of time before our ranks infiltrate even the most evil corporations who tolerate such hate speech. I just got a wonderful little pop-up here. Sorry about this, folks. Mike! I do a couple of downloads on this stupid computer, and it pops up, oh, we need to restart your computer. No, you don't. Crap. Say something. I'm having some trouble here, Ron McDonald. 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Well, I thought you were talking to Mike.
No, I'm in trouble here. Start talking. I'm busy.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Reboot your computer while I talk to the audience.
Did I need you to tell me that? Okay, here. No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Now you caught me off guard. Fascism. Anyone know what fascism is? It's basically what it is that the government is the all-seeing eye, I would say. You can't question it. It rules everything in the state. So this is what they're talking about. And you know, my curiosity on this one booklet that's out there is what's the percentage of people right now that follow that type of extreme, what do you want to call it?
Well, yeah, and that's a good point to bring up because I'll tell you what, this stuff is being manufactured and the media is giving it a bigger leg up than it actually deserves because, in fact, it's rather minuscule compared to the rest of the population. See, how do you foment revolutions? Well, you lie a lot is what you do, and you present a front that, well, there's so many people that's on board with this. I mean, and we've got white guys out there pulling statues down because they're offensive, you know, because the Confederacy was all about hate and misogynistic. Oh, that's right, yeah. Which, by the way, most of the statues, Ron, that they're pulling down, they were Democrats. Yeah, so much for history, huh? At any rate, listen, everybody hold on. I've got this back up and running here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Ron McDonald is my guest today. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're going through the communist or attempted communist takeover of America.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So,
you know, I have to make a comment on the percentage of the white people that should be left in, I forget the how many years from now, that they should be about 30% of the population or less.
Yep, that's exactly what they've said, that by 2017 they're envisioning that they communize this country and bring in enough people of other places that wouldn't know of. Constitutional Republic from a hole in the ground, and there will be the new voting public.
Yeah. Well, I already see it happening. You know, usually white couples will have one, maybe two children.
It's because they're financially responsible and they're not on the public dole.
Yeah, and then you see this large population that has great growth in the immigrants and in other races.
Mm-hmm.
United States.
And it must be said, I love diversity. I really, really do. I like people of all colors. I want to go visit France and go visit Parisians. I want to go to Spain and visit Spaniards. If I want to go to South Africa for whatever unknown reason, I'll go down there to visit South Africa. But you get the point.
Yes.
You know, it's this, what this is a UN design thing, especially with the Syrians and Somalis, and just every other broken people on the planet that don't know how to run their own affairs, or we've got in there and screwed their country up so badly and bombed them and maimed and killed so many that they're running out of the country at Mach 3 with their hair on fire. Well, here comes the UN, you know, to be humanitarian and to make sure that these people go to some safe place. Why doesn't the UN suggest to the United States, you know, why don't you quit killing millions of people in the Middle East? But they're not going to do that because this is part of their arm, of their control. The socialization of capital. Never reveal our end game, but the obvious next step once we control the media is the socialization of capital. This will obviously require major political power with hopefully 70% of the people of color in this nation. There's your 70%. We may begin to have a chance at these ends. Obviously, we start with health care. It's, after all, a basic human right. Everyone knows someone who died of cancer or who got sick somehow. Obamacare was better than what we had before. Yeah, if you were on the government dole and you couldn't go out and pay for your own health care, I guess it would be. But it was built with the health care lobbyists' consent. We need single payer, and we need it now. Single payer, folks, that's a buzzword for government funded, government pays for it. That's their single payer. And we could probably do this when we tax people at 85 or 90%. Now, Americans come to accept that it's okay for them to be locked in a cage rather than not pay their taxes. Never mind most of the money collected goes to the military-industrial complex and to engage in imperialism around the world. Wars against brown people who have happened to live above oil-rich lands. Now, I have a little bone to pick with this. shut up, Mike. Mike's sitting there laughing. And that was not intentional. That was accidental. Okay, I did not go to the Alex Jones School of Journalism. Leave me alone. At any rate, what they don't say is the majority of the taxes that do go into the federal government is applied to the interest, not the principal, of the debt we all owe anyhow. The socialized debt, folks, for those that don't want to, would never, and they just want a little bit off of your itty-bitty pile. Now, Americans have come to accept it's okay for them to be locked in that cage. Well. As people of color, LGBTQ, little people, I think that's demeaning to midgets, don't you think so? Little people?
Yeah. Yes.
Didn't, what was that guy's name, Sebastian, whatever it was, talked about short people? Could you imagine that song hitting the airwaves today? Oh, my God. The Muslims and other minority classes slowly become the majority. We will naturally vote pro-Antifa politicians into office. It is, after all, only in our best interest. After health care, the next target for socialization will obviously be the media. Use one of the government's only tools against big corporations, antitrust, anti-monopoly laws, to split the media into worker-owned, Antifa-controlled entities. Worker-owned. By the way, they get into that here in a little bit. And I just want to cover this, because in your head, folks, the memory brain cells are firing, aren't they? Starting to fall into place of what this thing is that you've seen on a slow roll up until now, smacking you in the face for how many years now? They're spelling it all out for us. I thank you so much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday sure doesn't say.
All right. Now, currently, the only rich and upper middle class get to enjoy the benefits of Wall Street and all it has to offer. If the workers owned and controlled their own businesses, wow, what's stopping them? Everyone would win, except the big fat cat CEOs would be out of a job. We will have to gradually raise the tax rates on both of the 1% as well as the mid to upper middle class to achieve our ends. Oh, here it comes. Raise the minimum wage to a livable wage, especially in places like San Francisco, L.A., and New York. Build homes for the homeless and confiscate foreclosed properties from banks to give to the homeless. What about giving it back to the people that it was their home in the first place, renegotiate the damn mortgage, and revaluate the property? That was a bubble that the banks, well, we'll get into that a little bit later. After media, banks and finance will be our next target, followed by technology and manufacturing. One thing we must be sure of is to never let the white man excuse himself. See, you want to talk about being racist? They're talking about everybody but the white man. Gosh, if that's not racism, I don't know what is. Excuse himself out of these obligations to us by taking the so-called reparations. That time has surely passed. Reparations for what? For what? And would give the CIS white male power structure an excuse to stop caving to our demands. Oh, we gave Jamal $100K in reparations 2 years ago. We don't need to help him now that he's a penniless crack addict on the street, they will surely say. That's because people that don't earn money don't realize the value of it. They become to realize the value of it because they what? Oh, they work for it. Well, what a hell of a workers' party when they don't understand the simple mechanism of trading your labor to be compensated. They just don't get that. They're too focused on your pile of stuff. Now, Ron, they want to put this into light speed. They want to take it out of sublight here. To achieve these ends, we got to speed up the progress. There are some tactics we must use to speed our way towards progress. It's well known that whites in America are not producing as many offspring as their counterparts. It's important to make abortion on demand without apology overwhelmingly available in predominantly white communities. We must lower the bar to access birth control to these communities and use media to promulgate the image of childless white people as being sexy, hip, and cool. Meanwhile, the fascists on the right will continue to attempt to restrict access to abortions on demand. Middle-class whites tend to have the ability to pay even for out-of-state travel to get their fetuses aborted. Currently, the predominantly people of color dominated poor communities have little choice but to keep a baby to term. That's you get paid more. If you got more, you keep squirting out puppies, you get paid more. Even if sent into the foster system, these children will one day lay the groundwork for our eventual New World Order and One World Government. Phase 3, here's the New World Order. Imagine a world free of hatred and bigotry. Imagine a world where you'll never have to be called the N-word again. Imagine a world where you can be as gay as you want and not be called a raging D-thing faggot. And they spelled out the term, use your imagination here, folks, what do homosexuals do? But they kind of blanked out the faggot. Where Antifa ideas reign supreme and all hateful, microaggressive speech is eradicated. One way to accomplish this will be to tag or microchip every human being on the planet, and they will do so voluntarily. Use the guise of entertainment and other benefits to lure people to this end. This chip embedded in the hand or the neck will allow Antifa-approved regulators to monitor the citizenry of the world. Information accessible by waving a wand a few feet away from the chip would be DNA content, including percentage of color, genetic disadvantages, etc., etc. Political leanings, scored by past and social media posts. Earnings, known associates, Antifa status, etc. We must ensure that only Antifa-approved regulators can access this data, lest we veer too far into fascism ourselves. Wow, they're not fascists. They're just dominant world controllers. Thus, with the wave of a wand, one would be able to tell whether this vaguely beige-ish-looking person is allowed to use the term nigga. And that's spelled N-I-G-G-A, and I'm just reading what's on their own propaganda sheet, folks. Save the letters and the phone calls. For example, in rap lexicon, it's popular to say, where my niggas at? I got hoes in different area codes. While clearly misogynistic, a person of color has the right to use the term nigga. Antifa regulators will have to determine an acceptable percentage threshold of color in one's DNA that makes it acceptable to use the term nigga. If you are only 17% of African descent, perhaps it's not okay to use that term. Clearly, if you're 1% or less of African descent, it's problematic. Although some dark agents can get away with it because of how dark their skin tone is. However, if someone of, say, 80% Caucasian descent attempts to use the N-word with the hard R, they will clearly be in violation of hate crime speech. While prison would clearly be too harsh of a punishment for such an individual, demotion of status, power, and income would not be out of the question and should be the norm. The issue of using force to achieve our ends is a tricky one. Always shout down fascist opponents, disrupt their speeches, counter rallies to their rallies, force the media to show our side, force them. They're your best friends, remember? When it comes to the issue of terror, we do not condone mass murder. However, a tiny majority of people who happen to be Muslim have decided to blow themselves up for their cause. Clearly, this is the result of hundreds of years of Western intervention by CIS white males on their culture. Osama bin Laden would have not attacked the World Trade Center and Pentagon had we not dropped atom bombs in Japan in World War II. What? Two things wrong there. One, this wasn't Osama bin Laden. And two, what the hell is dropping an atomic bomb in Japan having anything to do with this? Palestinians are clearly victims and have little or no choice in the avenge their relatives' deaths at the hands of the Israeli government. Make no mistake, Jews are a protected class of people, but we do not condone Israel aggression against Palestinians. Well, isn't that white of them? I'm sorry. What do I call these people? But again, they don't know who their masters are. Excuse me, Antifa. Your brothers in arms already own the media in this country. One world government, phase four. Our movement will eventually spread to other nations. Indeed, it has already begun. Some peoples will prove excessively resistant to our brand of Antifa, such as those who were previously burned by communism or failed socialist states. Make no mistake, we will prevail where others have failed. Their leaders' lust for status, power, and wealth eventually led them to create layers of power full of corrupt state officials. Antifa have the power of the people on our side, or we will eventually and not succumb to such a fate. It is only now we'll finally be lifted out of poverty when we redistribute the wealth of the Western 1% to them and to our brothers and sisters here at home. Let's not, the American pie that needs to be carved up. Container ship after container ship will be converted to massive passenger cruise liners and will ferry poverty-stricken brown people from around the world to the former United States and Western Europe. Jobs will flower aplenty at all of the world's worker-owned businesses. Those who can't work will be provided a stipend and unlimited supply of opiates, marijuana, meth, and cocaine to occupy their free time. Sound too good to be true? It isn't. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we believe. We are Antifa. Either you are with us or you are a fascist. In the end note here, please do not distribute it to CIS white males, non-people of color, non-LGBTQ, etc. Use common sense. Wow.
The insanity. I could see something like this being published 50, 60 years ago. This is a different society today. More accepted than not.
Well, Ron, you remember me a couple of years ago. I started saying that what I'm noticing is people that aren't, they're not speaking out as much. They're not letting their opinions be known. Because the Antifa idea of free speech, well, there really is none. And we really are racist against white people. See, they don't say that on television because that might upset some people. But this whole damn manual is against whites.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not racism, I don't know what is. I don't see any manual that was produced by a movement that says, you know what? We're whites and we're proud, and if you're not brown, you can't stick around. If you're black, you definitely got to go back. But if you're white, you're all right. Now, this whole thing with the... I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, and I hope that I can stop this before the MF term is used. But this was actually a cop down in Charlottesville, and he tells all. This was a setup, plain and simple. Mike, Hopefully I can stop this before it gets out. I'm going to...
A Charlottesville police officer has come forward to express his anger at being told to stand down by the city mayor during violent clashes between protesters. He also claims the protests, which pitched white supremacists against members of Antifa, were set up to further the agenda of the elites. We, the Charlotte police, were ordered to bring the rival groups together. As soon as they were in contact with each other, we were told to stand down. It was outrageous. We weren't allowed to arrest anyone without asking the mayor first. We weren't even allowed to stop the driver as he sped away. The event was being set up as far back as at least May, and it went like clockwork. Michael Signer, the mayor of Charlottesville, ordered police to stand down during the most chaotic and destructive period of the protests, despite police protests against orders. We wanted to do our job and keep the...
Okay, this is when the cop uses the MF term. So let me just bypass that a couple of seconds here. Okay, there we go.
America. Fox News reporter Doug McElway was on the scene in Charlottesville, and he backs up the police officer's claims. I can say, having been in Emancipation Park from early on that morning, that what I saw with my own two eyes confirms what this law enforcement source told us, at least from all visible appearances. We saw people coming out of that park who had head wounds, who were bleeding from the head, people walking into the park with bats, with sticks. You saw what they were wearing. Helmets, body armor, they had come, and this pertains to both sides, they had come to do damage. You can't help but notice from that video that had police been more proactive, they could have potentially calmed this thing down to some degree. Michael Signer is a Virginia Democratic activist with close ties to Barack Obama and John Podesta. Before landing the Charlottesville mayor job, he previously worked closely with Podesta at the Center of American Progress and worked with him again on Barack Obama's State Department transition team. The New World Order, led in the United States by elite operatives, Obama, Podesta, Soros, Clinton and company, are pulling out all the stops to create division through chaos and destruction. Crowds of paid protesters and useful psychopaths are sent into pitched battle against one another, to sour the mood of the nation and further divide us all. They're manipulating and controlling newsworthy events in order to maintain power and control over the public and to swing public opinion. The man accused of being a neo-Nazi and murdering a woman by deliberately driving into her during the protests in Charlottesville is in reality a supporter of Hillary Clinton and a member of Antifa in receipt of funding by George Soros. White supremacist and Unite the Right leader Jason Kessler has been exposed as a supporter of former President Obama and a hardline member of the far-left Occupy movement. When did he change his political leaning? According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that is certainly no friend to conservatives, Kessler revealed his political transformation around November 2016, the same month Donald Trump won the presidential election. If you think that's suspicious, wait until you hear about the other actors in this enormous setup event. Brennan Gilmore was on the scene and was the author of the first viral tweet about Charlottesville.
Now, let me stop you right here because I had actually was watching MSNBC when this character was first put up. And I watched how polished he was, that there was nobody else around him. He was isolated. And man, he hit the script and he did a pretty good job.
He was later interviewed by MSNBC. He was presented as an accidental witness, but who is he really? Gilmore worked in Africa as a State Department foreign officer under Hillary Clinton. The New York Times mentioned this coincidence and then later deleted it. Brennan Gilmore was also involved with the Coney hoax in 2012, and he's currently chief of staff for Tom Perriello, who's running for governor of Virginia and received $380,000 from George Soros. So the first man on the scene whose tweet went viral and who was later interviewed on mainstream news as a witness just happened to be a State Department insider with a long history of involvement in PSYOPs? If you think that isn't fishy, how about this? Since the Charlottesville protests and his appearance in the media, his information was suddenly removed from the State Department websites. The elites know we're onto them, and they're trying to cover their tracks. They can censor Google and social media and close down accounts, but they'll never be able to stop us sharing information and speaking to each other.
You got that right. So, Ron.
Yes.
All this is a fabrication. It's an illusion. I am for not fueling anymore, since they've got to manufacture, they've got to hire people. And remember, folks, what I said, and I want you to keep this in mind. This is how strong their movement is. They are creating the illusion. And just to make sure the fix is in, well, they control both sides. So what is the best way to confound and confuse and get what you want? You lead the opposition. Wow. Ron,
No arguments on that. That's absolutely right on point.
Yeah, I am just absolutely fascinated. Even their manual there, you can go through this thing and pick the damn thing apart, as I did. But there are people out there, and the reason why they're swayed and confounded and confused is because, well, teaching where freedom and liberty really comes from, how important that is cast aside because, well, see, the system doesn't work anymore. Well, the system doesn't work, and, gee, they didn't notice here about the banks. You know, they're not complaining. You know, there'd be probably more money for social programs if, you know, the budget to pay the interest on the outstanding debt, which they claim is number, what's number one? Oh, the military-industrial complex. You know, there are parts of this that I will agree to a certain point, but they've got it all ass backwards. And what they're pushing for is this is the class struggle crap again. Anybody that's familiar with how communism gets its root, takes over, and proceeds, and it's never really worked. You know, if you were to look at China today and say, well, that's a communist nation, well, yes and no, but is it really communist? Because communists aren't good producers. You got a bunch of people that want to show up to share everything, but nobody produces anything. So therefore, there's going to be some shortages here and there. Where on the other hand, what they're really after here is total control and give it a name. If you want to call it a socialistic one world order, that's fine. Give the people the illusion to go out there and earn and then wrest from them involuntarily their payment for their labors. Nobody on the face of this planet, folks, can take over your labors. Geez, isn't that the real term of slavery, Ron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, they don't want to go there. At any rate, so you can see the inconsistencies and the gaping holes in this, but they're able to push this because they've got a dumbed-down millennial class of I-don't-know-squat people. The disenfranchised that now their little cards, their government cards are being threatened, or their food stamps or their free money every month is being threatened, or they perceive that. And they don't give a damn. See, they never address where this money. Now it's down to the one percenters. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they didn't disinclude the middle and upper middle class Americans either. See, they, you know, this is class struggle. They're struggling. So what we're going to do is flip the whole thing. Rather than, and here is my major eye-popping big problem with all of this. If we had truly a Republican form of government, we would not have this problem today. There would be no end, no social injustice. Here are the ground rules for everybody. You don't want to go to work? Congratulations. Where do you want to starve to death?
You know, I don't think, you know, if one were to put out a survey, which would you prefer, a Republican form of government or a democracy, what do you think the population of the United States would vote for?
Well, I don't know, Ron, since they've heard from politicians, from lawyers, from just about everybody on the media, the people that are supposed to know better, we're in a democracy.
Uh-huh. You know, a Republican form of government is almost ideal, because if one person does not like a law to be passed, that law does not get passed. The individual counts, not the majority. And that's kind of that's the way this government was set up, is that few, if any, laws were to be passed upon the people.
Well, Ron, I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the beginning of next hour, I want to get into the different forms of government we have. And this is probably one of the better pieces that I've seen out there. And there's a couple of mistakes in it, but by and large, it's pretty well done. And it goes through the fake, forms of government. It covers the, they wanted George Washington to be king.
Yeah.
And he said, wait a minute, we just fought against the, and it's really an oligarchy, because one man does not rule. He's got to have his backers. He's got to have his counsels. He's got to have his head nodders. Yeah, it's got to look like it's anything but a dictate from one man. In other words, it's got to look something dissimilar to, say, the Caesars of Rome, which we're going to get into. And nobody ever talked about. Most people point to the fall of Rome. I think it stood at 600 years as a republic and 700 as a free state. And the damn thing was so rich that it took almost 700 years to destroy it. But we're going to get into that next hour. Do we have that posted up? Let me snag that call first before we go to top of the hour. What? They just want to talk to you? Okay. We'll get into the different forms of government here. Maybe it was... Well, I'm going to have to go through my emails because I don't see it posted up. It's the one that describes the four different forms of government. It is a 17-minute video. I'll get this straightened out. See, I have a problem. I've got two different shifts that post up the stuff that I have, and this is the stuff that I want to cover during my program. Here it is. It's in the video section, even though that I said put it in the news section, because this is news, folks. And we're going to go through this. This is why I found it. Oh, gosh, I was a little bit more than disheartened. People make mistakes, folks. I am not perfect. I kept referring to Charlottesville as being in North Carolina, to the chagrin of the North Carolinians, not Virginia. But excuse me, but people do make mistakes. We here would like to correct the mistakes that are made, because we want to get it right. We want to be factual.
John, are you saying you're not perfect?
Well, wait a minute here. If I was the perfect white guy, maybe I could be head of the KKK.
Ooh.
Yeah, remember what I said about leading the opposition? Take a look at the people that are heads of these supposed organizations. Ooh, this is what and there have been groups of late, in recent past, that are in there and controlled by one of them, if not a federale or somebody that's real friendly and works for the Fed. Does that put them on the payroll? Does that make them a federal agent? Kind of makes them a well-paid informer, I would say. At any rate, second hour coming up, and I want to cover this because this is important, folks. It even goes through why Rome fell. And some people have called us latter-day Rome here, complete with a fasci in Congress. Yes, no, and a little bit, and we'll cover it next hour with Ron McDonald. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.